A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener and welcome to Family Life Affairs. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samander UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria. For our discussion today, I'd like us to look at marriage, God's beautiful idea. What did God have in mind when he instituted marriage? Or when he came up with the idea of marriage? Let's take a test from the book of the beginning, Genesis chapter number 2, from verse number 18. The Bible says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Naked and not ashamed. We could see from verse number 18 of our passage of consideration this morning that marriage was God's idea. The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. We have established that marriage was instituted by God. It is God's invention, not man's invention. Marriage is the invention of the Almighty God, heaven's invention, not the invention of any culture, not an African invention, not the Western invention, not even the Eastern invention. God instituted marriage. The question we would need to ask ourselves is why? Why is this beautiful idea coming from God? The idea came from God, number one, to solve the problem of man's aloneness. Adam was all alone in the beautiful garden that God had created. Very lovely and lush garden. Adam was all alone. You will understand with me, dear listener, that life cannot be lived alone. You cannot live your life all alone by yourself. If you are given a sum of $10 billion and you are asked to live alone in an expensive house, a beautiful house, but you will be there all alone. Everything you want will be available at the press of any button. Whatever you desire will come to you. But in this environment and this house and this city, you will be the only man that will be there. Life will be miserable and very frustrating to be alone. And so God intended to cure the problem of aloneness in Adam and decided to bring him a companion. And look at what God did. While looking for a companion for Adam, God brought all the animals that he had created. The purpose was whether Adam was going to find a companion among them. So don't forget, the purpose of marriage, the idea of marriage, is to solve the problem of aloneness in man. Notice also that marriage is a choice. It is your responsibility to choose who your marriage partner would be. You can choose whoever you want to marry to, and if the person agrees with you, then you go ahead and marry. But don't forget, every man makes his choice in life, and his choice makes him. You are a product of your choice, and so it is not God that will come down from heaven and look for a wife for you. Getting married and the choice of a life partner is not the function or responsibility of any pastor or prophet. It is not even the responsibility of your parents. Of course, they could guide you, they could advise you because they know the family of the young lady or the young man you intend to marry into or marry from. And so you must have this understanding, but the responsibility is still yours. All the animals were brought to Adam, whether he would have a companion among them, whether there will be a helper that is suitable for him. Adam looked at all these animals, he gave name to all of them, but declined to marry or declined to have any relationship with any one of them. Don't forget, God was looking for a partner for Adam, and he brought animals to him. And look at what the scripture says. After Adam had given names in verse number 20 of chapter 2, our consideration, the Bible says, and Adam gave names to every cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an helpmeet for him. God was looking for a helpmeet for Adam. Adam was also searching. And God brought all these animals before him, but Adam did not choose any one of them. It is a responsibility, dear listener. You could choose to get married to an hyena, or a gorilla, or a lion, or a tiger, or a serpent, a snake. It is your responsibility. It is your choice. It is quite unfortunate that there are very many men, and very many women for that matter, who have gotten married to lions and leopards and hyenas and gorillas and monkeys of this world. And they have to live with the consequences of their decisions and of their choices. And that is the most significant part. Don't ever forget, as much as decisions in life are very important, the consequences of those decisions are much more important. It is important for you to carefully choose who you marry, because every choice and every decision in life has consequences, and you have to live with the consequences of your choice, with the consequences of your decision. And so, for Adam, was not found a helper suitable for him. So don't forget, marriage is God's idea, and God brought this idea forth to solve, number one, the problem of aloneness in man. Secondly, God instituted this marriage, a marriage relationship, to give the necessary help for man's assignment in life. In other words, the man that has an assignment, a purpose to fulfill, an assignment to carry out in life and destiny, needs help. Everybody in life needs help. And so marriage is an avenue for you to receive the necessary help to fulfill your purpose, to fulfill your dream in life and in destiny. Every man has a purpose, an assignment, a program to run and to fulfill. Every woman also has a purpose on her life, has a program to fulfill here on earth. Therefore, who you marry is very important, and there must be someone who will help you to fulfill that purpose of God for your life. This man I intend to marry, will he help me fulfill God's purpose for my life? Don't ever forget, the primary purpose of marriage is to give the necessary help for man, and of course for woman, to fulfill his purpose on assignment on earth, your purpose. And don't forget, God gave Adam a garden before he gave him a wife. And so it is important, you must have something you're doing. You must know what your purpose for living is. You must understand what your assignment is before you seek a companion, a helper that will help you fulfill that purpose and that assignment. And so Adam was given a garden, and he needed a helper to fulfill the assignment that God has given to him. You don't need a wife. You don't need a husband if you don't have a purpose you are pursuing in life. There is nothing you need someone to help you actualize or fulfill. Don't forget, marriage is primarily to help a man or a woman fulfill his assignment or purpose in life. It is to give you the necessary help to fulfill your purpose in life, to carry out your assignment in destiny. Marriage is therefore basically for companionship. And therefore, in choosing who to marry, you must make sure it is someone that you are willing and excited to company with, to spend the rest of your life with. And for those who are married, please remain your spouse's companion. Be present and available for your spouse. It is the primary purpose for relationship, companionship. God does not want this man or this woman to be alone. And that is the reason he brings them together. And so God is bringing you together, or has brought you together, to be each other's companion, to solve the problem of aloneness in your life, to give you the necessary help to fulfill your assignment and your purpose in destiny. You must understand this. This is the idea in the mind of God when marriage was instituted, and ensure that your own marriage fulfill this purpose of God, fulfill this idea in the mind of God, so that glory and honor may be brought to the name of the Almighty God on your account. It is my prayer that your life and your marriage will bring glory and honor to the name of the Almighty God, that people will glorify God because of you and because of your marriage, in the precious name of Jesus. Let us pray. I pray that your life and your marriage will fulfill the purpose and the counsel of God, in the precious name of Jesus. It is my prayer for you, dear listener, that your life will bring glory to the name of the Almighty God, that your marriage, your home, will bring glory to the name of the Almighty God. It is my prayer that your husband, that your wife, will not be a terror to you, in the precious name of Jesus, but that this man, this woman, will help you fulfill the purpose of God for your life and for your destiny, in the precious name of Jesus. It is my prayer that the Lord will make you a suitable help to your husband, to your wife, and that the Lord will give you a suitable companion, a companion that will be suitable to you, in the precious name of Jesus. I pray you will not be wrongly married in life, that a marriage will not stress you. My prayer is that marriage that is intended to make you better will not make you bitter. Your marriage will not be hell on earth, in the precious name of Jesus. The Lord be with you, be with your home, be with your children, be with your future, and prosper you in all that you do, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us this Sunday for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral. It's a family Thanksgiving service. We celebrate with those who were born and those who got married in the month. So join us this Sunday as we celebrate the September celebrants. Time for the service is 8 a.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join this service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. You may wish to contact me on this number, 080-2323-2474. Follow me on the following social media handles: YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Yemi Graceman, and on Twitter at Reverend Graceman. And until I come your way again, same time next week, for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.